Sounds good.
Welcome to Ask Lynn, everyone. Today with me, I have Dylan. Dylan is notable in the artificial intelligence space, a space that I admit I am starting to get involved with because of my digital art background. So I'm testing out artificial intelligence on that end, but I have no clue what you can do with artificial intelligence. So I'm going to let Mr. Dylan take it away and educate me and educate all the rest of us.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me here. So yeah, I think artificial intelligence is really crazy and how fast it's accelerated and what's happening. And what a lot of people don't realize is artificial intelligence has been, well, in the last 6 months, it's been like in the mainstream news, everyone's talking about it. But the reality is it's actually been in the works for almost a decade. I mean, obviously way before that, but ChatGPT specifically has been worked on for 8 years. About 8 years ago, wow. A bunch of Silicon Valley. Yeah, it's crazy, right? It feels like it just came up yesterday, but.
It does feel like it just came up yesterday because someone who I work with in the medical space told me about ChatGPT, and then I got curious about it, and then I delved into it for my own artwork space, and I now use a program called Night Creator because I wanted to see what it did. And for those of you who don't know about ChatGPT, apparently you can write dissertations. I'm not telling you to do this, but at least you can get title ideas for books.
Yeah, there's a lot of power in AI, and there is almost like a misconception that it's this scary thing that we should be afraid of. I think it's a great tool if people use it. So
I'm not afraid of AI. I'm not afraid of AI. I'm not afraid of self-driving vehicles either.
Nice. Yeah, I actually have a Tesla. I have two Teslas actually that drive themselves around. Not fully yet, but it is amazing. Yeah. And I think that for people, so there's like multiple applications. There's business, there's life, but for business specifically, you can use it for pretty much everything you can imagine. But in life, there's actually additional opportunities as well. So for example, I got a call one day from one of my employees, and she's sitting here saying all these things, and I didn't know what to say back. So I pulled up ChatGPT and I typed in. I said, "Okay, one of my employees is saying this and this. How do I respond?" Like literally real time while she's on the phone, and it gave me a couple ideas. And so I took that, said it back to her, and it was the perfect answer. I would have never came up with that myself. And so here's the thing: it's pretty crazy to think like. What if AI could replicate my voice to the point where she's not even talking to me? She's just talking to AI. And I think we're moving in that direction where pretty soon, probably the next 2 or 3 years, there'll be a tool like we won't even be doing this conversation right now. You'd be talking to my AI would be talking to your AI, and it would just be like we would just get notes after saying, "Hey, this is what happened."
It's so funny you say that because I did a little experiment with Ask Lynn. Yesterday I had my assistant, my new podcast host, Buzz Belt, does AI co-host. And what AI co-host does is it comes up with show titles and show notes. So I had it turn over the show title, and it did a pretty good job of turning over the show title. And I was impressed. I'm impressed by artificial intelligence now.
Yeah, yeah, it is amazing. And beyond, you know, ChatGPT and these tools that we have, there's, you know, there's ways to create logos and branding and all this stuff. And I have been experimenting with Google has Bard is what their version of it's called. And Bard basically it's Google's AI. GPT is effectively it's Microsoft's AI tool. And so it's almost like now there's the AI wars between these two platforms to see who ultimately is going to be like the main one.
Yeah. And how did you get into all this space?
So my background's in marketing. I ran run a marketing company, and through it, I saw that there were some things that I wanted to improve on. So I ended up creating a software company called Agency Box. Now with the way the world changing and AI coming in, about a year ago, I saw the opportunity where it's like, this stuff's moving fast. And so we started implementing AI into the company about a year ago in different ways. And we're continuing to do it. And the goal is to create a product that AI does the majority of the marketing. And so any kind of business or who wants to market, they just come onto this little platform. And if you wouldn't even have to promote the podcast, the platform promotes it. Everything you need done is done by AI as far as marketing goes. So I'm an AI consumer. I'm a tech nerd. I see the possibilities and I study this stuff and I really enjoy it.
So you study, so your background is in marketing and you study the next best wave here, which I think, to be quite honest with you, I think AI is going to help disabilities in the long run. For those of you that do not know, I have a disability. For those of you that do not know, my legs don't work due to CP. So due to cerebral palsy. And I am coming to realize over the past couple of weeks that AI is going to help the disabled. I have two smart speakers in my house, which one of them is Apple, one of them is Amazon's smart speaker. And so I say, Amazon smart speaker, please turn on living room light. And she automatically does that. And I use AI and these smart speakers as assistive devices. People are like, what? You use the smart speakers as assistive devices? I'm like, yeah, because I can't turn on a light. Physically, I can't turn on a light because I'm trying to figure out how to make this house more handicap friendly over the years. So I think that AI is, and these smart speakers, even though some people say it's big buzz and watching you, I think that AI is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, it's going to be really helpful, really, really helpful. And it's going to change. The thing is, I think for people who are scared of change, they like things to be the same. They want everything to be just the same as it always was. They're going to be really shooken up when this takes over. Oh, and for you, you know, you're using it for your reasons. I'm using it for mine. It's like, it's going to really help a lot of people.
Yes, they are. It's going to, I am in the process of publishing and the book is written. I'm in the process of editing and publishing a book. And again, my certain book, I'm also in the process of getting a digital business card, you guys. Digital business card. All you have to do is tap your phone and the business card appears. and a page pops up and business gone to biz. And I'm like, there comes a day of traditional business cards. I mean, this technology, and so I know that AI is going to be integrated into this technology.
Yeah, it will be. And I think that we'll, so there's two things happening. There's artificial intelligence and then there's automation. And I think some people don't understand the difference. And the thing is, what's happening right now is there's artificial intelligence means that a computer has the ability to create new stuff. So let's say paint a picture, right? It can take in all the feedback. In fact, this picture right here behind me was actually created with AI, and AI made that. Now, I say that to say I have another picture that's on the other side of the wall that was made with automation. And so this one, I said, make a chessboard, you know, and then it made it and all the stuff. This one, though, is just some company that has a photo that they put into a, you know, into a machine, and it prints it, and then another one prints it. And so the thing about automation is repetitive tasks over and over and over again. Turn the lights on at 8 a.m., turn the lights off. So a lot of companies right now are advertising automation, but calling it AI because it's like a trendy word to use.
Yeah.
But real AI is the kind of stuff that you, for example, in the morning could say, hey, I'm up today. I don't know what I want to do. Like, tell me what we're going to do today. And make sure that I can have fun, I can eat healthy, I can do this. And it'll put together the plan, and then it'll take you into the car and drive you around, and you'll do all the stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, right?
People have teased me over the years. They know I have a vehicle, but I can't drive. They said, well, Wynn, how would you feel about advanced technology self-driving vehicles? And I said, I don't care. And I'm a little scared of Waymo right now. For those of you that don't know about Waymo, Waymo is a self-driving, driverless vehicle that has taken Phoenix, Arizona by storm. And for those of you that don't know, I live in Phoenix, Arizona now. So I saw a Waymo a couple weeks ago, and then Waymo's out in San Francisco, and I'm a little bit afraid of driverless vehicles, but I am a little bit afraid. I'm not afraid of a Tesla, though, but I'm a little bit afraid of driverless completely vehicles. But technology is changing enough. Well, Wynn is not going to get afraid of driverless vehicles, because technology in my lifetime will change dramatically. I mean, I now have a wheelchair and I bought another wheelchair a year ago. I just sold it. But I had a big honking wheelchair. Now I'm in this tiny little wheelchair that folds on itself that I can travel with. So I'm like, technology is changing, and that was within a year. So technology is changing rapidly right before our eyes.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The heart behind the iMom podcast is storytelling, because every mom has a story to tell. I know that when I talk to my friends who are parenting and we share stories, we all end up feeling less alone and more capable of loving our kids well. You can find information everywhere on the internet. Some is bad parenting advice and some is pretty wise. We like to think there's a lot of wisdom on iMom.com. And when you combine that signature wisdom with a great story, it brings parenting to life. We want a mom who's listening to see herself and her kids in these stories and rest in the confidence that she is the perfect mom for her kids. Check out the iMom podcast with new episodes every Monday.
Yeah, things are going crazy. And it's like, it's almost like, I remember my grandparents, they had one of the big Microsoft computers in their house. They have like the little office room with the big computer, and then the piece below that, you know, controls it. and the big keyboard and the big mouse. And, you know, we had one growing up too. Like, we had the family computer. It sits in the main room and everyone would use it, which, saying that now, reminds me of when my mom used to say, oh yeah, we had the family phone, you know, the corded phone, right? They would have like one phone for the family. And so it's crazy, because I remember my grandparents, like my grandma told me, she's like, I just can't follow this stuff. It just doesn't make sense to me. I can't use it. And it's going even faster now, where people are, how are they supposed to track? Like, you know, my mom, I had to spend an hour and a half with her to show her how to use ChatGPT, and she'll still never be able to really use it because it's so far ahead.
And I think the older generation is a little behind on the curves. I mean, I have been asked several times by the older generation, can you help me with technology? Can you do this for me? Can you help me with technology? And of course, I'll say yes, because that's what I do. But it's interesting when I mentioned to the older generation about ChatGPT, type in two words and it will come up with a whole paper. Yeah, it's going to be like, they're going to be like, what? Now you don't have to type a whole paper now. You don't have to type forever, and I can't type, so I admit that I can't type what's known. I use speech dictation, AI, artificial intelligence. I use Siri on my Apple iPhone to send text, and people are like, what are you doing? And technology has gotten better over the years to, I remember back in the 90s, and this dates myself, I remember back in the 90s using the first, on the family computer, using the first speech-to-text dictation software. And that was a feat in itself, and it didn't help me at all. Now I'm bouncing around Phoenix, Arizona, sending text message left, right, and center on Siri. So, yeah. Technology is very, very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe I think what's going to happen now that we're talking about it is everyone will kind of get their family AI tool, whatever it is, you know, who knows who's going to make it, but there'll be like a little robot in everyone's house that takes the dogs out, takes the trash out, washes the dishes and all that stuff. And then one day we'll all have AI somehow integrated with us. And maybe it's going to be Elon Musk. He's got Starlink, or maybe it's going to be, who knows what it is, but there's going to be something. We're all going to be integrated with it. And who knows, maybe it will even take over the world.
I hope, not, but at the same time, I hope so. I mean, people have, as if they don't accept disabilities that easily, they have got to accept the power wheelchairs run by AI. And I know in the next couple of years, I'll see wheelchairs with people who can speak to their wheelchairs, and the wheelchairs will take them wherever they want to go.
Mm.
That's my vision and artificial intelligence. And then ChatGPT, you can use mobile. ChatGPT will help the disabled as well. So I think technology is pretty damn cool for what it is right now. I just can't wait to see into the future. And I know you had a bunch of questions for me and my opinions on this. So go ahead and ask.
Yeah, I mean, so like, what do you see the future of this, and how is it going to be actually working out with people that have disabilities?
I see no joysticks on chairs, which means you take a little remote and you have a button and use. You'll say to the chair, I want to go straight. I want to turn. I want to do all this. And in that little button, the chair will automatically move, which means no joysticks can get broken, thank God. And so I feel like AI and ChatGPT will help the disabled in the long run, because for those of you guys who remember Stephen Hawking could blink with Stephen Hawking's background is in science, was and is in science, and he was a very famous scientist. He had Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and he landed up blinking books and blinking everything else, and probably blinking Facebook posts, knowing them. And if you look at Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan and that team way back when too, and Annie Sullivan taught Helen Keller how to speak. And so basically, if they had ChatGPT and if they had the technologies we have now, the disabled could get in trouble. And I'll say that with love. The disabled is going to get in trouble. And myself, I'm going to get in trouble because I'll be bouncing around with ChatGPT. I'll be bouncing around with AI on a wheelchair too.
Oh, that's awesome. And I have one more question for you, which was about when we're looking at the way technology is going in with AI, what are you most excited for personally?
I am most excited for the Amazon smart speakers and the smart speakers in general to get smarter and say, instead of saying I'm having trouble connecting to the internet, which half the time my smart speaker does, the Amazon smart speaker does, not so much to the Apple smart speaker, but the Amazon smart speaker will say, I'm having trouble connecting to the internet. And I'm like, okay, you are. And so I am curious to see what she will say as her technology advances. And the reason why I'm not saying her name is because everyone who listens to this podcast, their smart speaker will go off. I have realized that over the years. So I'm curious as to see what these smart speakers will do in advance, in advancements of technology.
Cool. Well, this has been fun. It's been good chatting with you.
And so where can people find you and where can people find your services if they need to get more marketing experience?
Best thing to do is I'm big in social media. My Instagram is the best. Everything else kind of gets filtered before it hits me. Like my assistant sees it and stuff. So it's Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, Vanas, V as in Victor, A-N-A-S. Just shoot me a message on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you.
And we will put that in the show notes, you guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode of Ask When. God, this technology is great, but it's going to get scary here quickly. And so be safe with this technology. I try to be as safe as I can with it, but I can barely keep up with it. And I'm in the industry of podcasting, but I can barely keep up with it. And so I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode of Ask When. Thanks, you guys. Bye, you guys.